Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I can't even masturbate anymore because my dink looks like Pete Ricketts.
Boy, that was clear.
Very clear.
I don't want to bring in Mina Savari with that clip.
No.
But she's
gone
about 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
All right. We'll bring in Dr. Mina with that clip, maybe.
Oh, damn it. I did a typo on Twitter. I hate that Twitter doesn't have an edit button.
You can go back and just take off the Twitter and
delete it
and do it again.
Yeah.
What was your typo? What'd you type in?
Well, somebody said Todd and Tyler made morning radio great again, so I encourage people to get their TNT MMRGA hats.
but don't make them in red. I always hate the color red anyway. Sorry, Nick. We'll make them in blue,
It's going to make it tough when you're rooting for the Chiefs.
All the merchandise that we suggest never actually makes it for sale.
No, no.
I'd really like to have a bunch of those Puss's Farm magnets for people to throw on their truck.
Well, we probably won't do that. Yeah, well, it's a guy banging a cow.
I know.
Well, there's that.
Well, it's Puss banging a cow, actually.
Yeah, right. But the Twitter crowd seemed to like it yesterday.
They do. I did, and Facebook, too. They actually.
I didn't see any Facebook comments.
Yeah, I didn't look at it either, but I'm sure they loved it.
I don't know if that would help your cause. There's a guy banging a cow, but it's Puss.
It doesn't look like Puss, though. It just looks like a guy. It might be one of the farmhands.
It's probably one of the guys that works at the farm. Dr. Sanjay Gupta later on. Mina Savari here in about 8-9 minutes. Craig's with us. It's Thursday. I went and bought a Diet Coke, Craig. Screw you. I'm risking it.
Uh-oh.
Because you talked me into it this morning.
Well, there's actual sugar in rum.
Yeah, I know, but I didn't do that. I didn't do the rum today.
Yeah, there's actual sugar in that. All kinds of alcohol.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, once COVID's over and we're all safe and we have comedians back in the studio, I'll drink with Willie Farrell the first day's back. And probably other comedians, too. Doesn't have to be just Willie.
More of the players that had Tommy Lasorda in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Colonel Nick's Pizza Cafe.
That's Colonel.
Perfect.
AP English, you said Colonel, right?
I did.
Yes.
And they let me stay in the class.
Cool chicks listen to TNT.
They do.
Copier repairman gets a hit. Craig, I want you. Gets a hit, as does Craig's favorite country. I believe that's misspelled. Craig's hard count gets a hit.
Oh, yep.
Craig's heroin port gets a hit.
Well, that was a chemo port or whatever. But
we figured you were going to abuse it.
Yeah.
Craig's target temper tantrum gets a hit.
What was that?
I didn't want to be there, and there was too many fat clothes.
Oh, that's right. I remember that rant. That was
he couldn't
great.
Find the regular size
that was
clothes.
Great. So pissed off, everybody was fat in Target.
I'm so sorry.
That's how it came off.
You're not.
I loved it, though. Really not PC at all. That's what I loved about it.
We couldn't find it. We couldn't just find the regular-sized clothes.
I know, you're going, just fat everywhere.
My daughter was mortified.
She should be
just
used to that.
Mortified. No. It was worse than usual. Creeping Death gets a hit, as does Cryogenic Crypt Keepers. Crocodile Utah gets a hit, as does the crotchless gorilla suit and curry fever vaccine.
That was yours, wasn't it, Nick? The crotchless gorilla suit?
Yeah, I think so.
Why is it crotchless?
I have a gorilla suit.
Why not?
I don't remember why it would be crotchless.
I don't know either.
And why would you
want to
get...
The usual reasons.
Why is curry fingers a Dr. Mina thing, right?
The usual reasons.
Yeah, but why would you want to get vaccinated against curry fever?
You want curry fever.
Yeah. when you got the curry fever, there's only one thing that'll do.
Indian porn.
And it ain't a vaccination.
Indian porn. Type it in. You can type it just Indian. Indian MILF. Somebody told me that.
Oh, you won't get a Native American?
No,
in that instance?
No, it's mainly, it's usually.
Is there Native American porn?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Somebody told me that too.
I could always investigate.
Yeah. There is. Mm-hmm. The girls, you know, looks Native American. They're always hot and they're getting railed.
I think if you're looking for anything as far as porn goes, you can find it.
Yes.
This sounds fake.
But don't type in the word 80s porn. Type in the word retro. 80s porn is nothing to do with the decade.
That tends to surge in ages.
It's totally solid advice.
We probably won't bring this up with Mina Savari, but apparently, because I saw an interview with her yesterday.
Yeah.
On the YouTube or some website. She was in a movie with Ron Jeremy. Made a cameo in one, and I forget the movie, but she said his headshot, which is essentially a publicity photo, right, on his trailer, was just Ron Jeremy naked, laying
really?
Somewhere.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah. That would be a headshot. Double headshot.
Yeah. He's going to be in jail forever.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's a molester from way back.
This sounds like a fake TV show, like one of the commercials that I've seen.
Right.
ABC is picking up the rights to Rebel Wilson's popular dog grooming competition series, Pooch Perfect.
Nope.
Not familiar.
Not going to watch.
She's going to be the show's host.
Should be called Rebel Wilson's Groom That Pooch.
Well, she was in Pitch Perfect.
I know. I don't watch that crap either.
So this is Pooch Perfect. She's going to be the show's host and reality star Lisa Vanderpump, celebrity dog groomer Jorge Benderski, and veterinarian Dr. Callie Harris.
I love there's a will also celebrity dog groomer.
On the panel of judges.
Does that mean the dog groomer is a celebrity or he's grooming celebrity dogs?
Well, Rebel Wilson's is famous. So
yes.
It's got to
be their dogs.
Yeah. And this is like cutting... the hair of the dog, right? Not the grooming we saw on A Teacher.
No, that's just grooming.
Yes. This is the kind that you thought of.
Right.
Yeah. It has to do with hair.
The 8-episode series will feature 10 of the best dog groomers nationwide. The groomer left standing will receive a cash prize. Apparently, the ABC version of this show will air this spring.
She lost a ton of weight, Rebel Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks pretty healthy.
Craig wouldn't be yelling her at Target.
I don't yell
at any people. I yelled at the clothes.
Just the sizes?
You called the clothes fat.
I just couldn't find...
You were just screaming into the void.
Yeah. Oh, you're fat. Yelling at the clothes.
You were just yelling at a department?
Clothes. Look at this
Too many fat
shirt.
Clothes.
Yelling at moo-moos?
Yeah, he was.
I think so.
Yeah.
I was just a complete ass. Well, my daughter
which is
was
unlike
embarrassed.
You.
Yeah, it is.
We've all been there.
My daughter was embarrassed. I had to finally somehow figure out a way to shut the hell up.
That can be the hardest part.
Yes. It can be.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Once you get rolling.
Yep.
It's hard to shut up.
Yep. Yeah. When you have to get it out of your system.
Yep.
It'll just eat you alive.
Yeah. If you'd said nothing to begin with, that might have been best. But once you started, you had to get it all out.
That might have been best, Todd. Right. You're right.
There's a chance.
There is a chance. The other Rebel Wilson story rolling around right now.
This dog show's going to suck. How do they even determine who wins?
First of all, it's just going to suck.
I'm reminded of the Flo commercial where they are looking for the best hands, the best hand model.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
God.
This seems about as good.
Yeah.
Right. It's just a panel of judges.
They'll do the Dingleberry Challenge. Dogs.
Oh, jeez. The Dingleberry Challenge.
Yeah, that's part of grooming, sir. The ridding of the Dingleberries.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So, looks like
fluffing.
Is
we're
he?
In the fluffing stage right now.
Yep.
Oh, I hope she's catching this.
Mina Sabari will join us soon. In fact, right about now.
Movie's called Don't Tell a Soul. Premieres in theaters, on demand, digital, January 15th from Lionsgate. And we love this lady. We haven't talked to her ever, I don't think.
Actually. And she's going to have a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
Mina Sabari with us.
Congratulations on your upcoming baby there.
How are you feeling?
Thank you. We're really good. I'm feeling very, very lucky. Everything is good.
Was it one of those situations where you were you planning it, or since you were obviously, like all of us, stuck inside the house, things just happened?
Yeah, there's a stream of COVID babies. I mean, no, we definitely had been trying, and it was something that, you know, was a dream of ours, but you know, he kind of came about when I had gotten to this place where I wasn't technically calculating it
right
anymore.
Okay.
So it was a little bit of a surprise, but definitely planned.
Okay.
So
is this your first?
Yes. Yeah.
Boy or are you a boy or girl? Do you know yet?
I know. I read the
S. Boy. Oh,
yeah. Let her tell us.
Did you have a gender reveal party and blow up something?
No fire starters. no, it's a boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you have a name. You have a name picked out.
Man, Todd's been stalking you, I believe.
Yeah, it was last night.
Yeah.
Most of last night stalking you.
Okay.
But it's all publicly available information.
We're naming him after my husband's father that passed away, Christopher.
Okay,
see, that's nice. You're famous enough to name your baby something weird, and you choose to honor your father-in-law. That's great.
Yeah. Mina Sabari with us. Don't tell us so. Tell us. Rainn Wilson's in. Tell us about the movie. Tell us about the movie. What's give us a quick synopsis of Don't Tell Us So.
So it's definitely one of those films that keeps you guessing along the way. It takes place in a small town. I play Carol, who is terminal. She's doing her best to take care of her two teenage boys, and they get involved in a robbery, and they get caught along the way by a security guard that ends up falling in a deep hole. And so it becomes this, you know, this process of trying to figure out what to do about him and how to deal with the situation as it's escalated. And then dot, dot, dot.
We're talking with Mina Sabari. The movie is Don't Tell a Soul, on demand, starting tomorrow. Usually when I read stories about, you know, some actress who started as a model at 12, 13, and then became a young actress and then a grown-up actress, there's stories about pitfalls. You seem to manage to avoid those. How'd you do that?
Oh, well, you're very nice. I mean, you know, it's not like everything has been perfect along the way, but I feel very lucky. I feel very blessed to have been given so many awesome opportunities, and especially with this film, Don't Tell a Soul, it was a project that they came to me last to cast Carol, and it really meant a lot to me that they saw me in a way where I could bring something to a character like this, because it, you know, it is so transformative, the process of becoming her. And that really meant a lot to me, because I think it was something that I fought very hard for earlier on in my career to be acknowledged for.
I'm always amazed at. I always ask actors or actresses, I should say, that when you're flipping through the TV and you come across an older movie you're in, do you stick with it or do you just keep moving?
Depends on the movie.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, you've done a lot, obviously.
You have a favorite?
No, I mean, you know, I think I've always sort of seen this like symmetry between the projects that have come into my life. You know, at a time where I needed them or needed to learn something and evolve in a way, or it was very reflective of where I was at. So,
all right. Well, you've been cool. You've been cool. I haven't asked this in a while, so I'll ask you now then. What was the worst movie you were ever in?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Okay. All right. You don't have to answer that. A lot of people don't like to answer that. They have one in mind, but they don't want to make people mad that made the movie. I get it. Not your performance, because you're always great and everything. Hey, we got a mutual friend. Chris Klein's a friend of the show. He's an Omaha resident originally. I mean, from here, and we know Chris.
Yeah, I hope you still get along with him.
You still get along with Chris Klein, right?
Oh, my God, I love that. Of course.
Okay.
I will always love that man.
Okay.
And, I mean, you know, greatest experiences.
Do you stop on American Pie Reunion?
Yes.
Okay, that's on a lot. That's on for some. One of the movie channels has that on all the time right now. That's making a resurgence. American Pie Reunion is out there.
That's so wonderful. Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. And it's just so fun to get back with everybody.
And also, I want to first of all mention, since we never talked to you before, American Beauty is such a great movie. I know everybody knows that. I just had to throw that out there to somebody who's actually in the movie. American Beauty was such a great movie. So,
Thank you. That's really special. After all this time, you know, it really means a lot.
Yeah, it's a
great, cool.
Yeah, it's been 1999. I realize how long ago that movie was. Actually, hey, Rainn Wilson's in this movie with you. We love Rainn Wilson. Is he cool?
Oh, he's incredible. Yeah. I mean, it was just such an honor to work with him. I really felt inspired to be with him on set, and I mean, he's a phenomenal actor. I mean, everyone in this film. It was just very special, and that doesn't always happen when it lines up like that.
Is he a bad guy in this?
I don't know. You'll have to watch.
Oh, there you go. That's all we need.
Good tease.
Congratulations on the upcoming baby, or son, I should say, and thank you for everything. Me and appreciate right. it. And good luck
with the movie and the birthing process and all that.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Mina Savari with us, or was with us, I should say. Yeah, the birthing process. Hey, you're going to be a granddad again, right, Todd?
I am.
Up this weekend? Yeah. They're inducing Todd this weekend.
Induction of labor sometime this weekend.
Yeah. Well, not for you.
No, it sucks. I can't even go up and see her.
Nope.
I won't be able to see her until she gets home.
Nope. Well, I just don't believe it. You just don't believe it exists, and you're fine. I saw a guy in an...
No, the problem is hospital people believe it exists.
Oh, that's right. They're dying.
Right.
They're dying every day in a hospital.
And many babies are born in hospitals.
Idiots run the state.
Well, just hold the kid up in front of a FaceTime. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Walk around the blockade like it's a metal detector in Congress. You'll be fine.
I'm hoping you can do kind of like a Lion King thing and hold the baby out the window for me to see.
Maybe not out the window. That's a Michael Jackson thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Up to the window, then.
Up to the window, yeah. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, a little later on this morning.
I wonder if it's weird for her to be in such a like a classic movie like American Beauty, then have the star of that movie just be completely ostracized from everywhere.
Yeah, you know what? But once again, that movie, I'm not going to watch that movie again.
Because of Kevin Spacey.
Right.
No.
Kevin Spacey,
it is well played.
Grabbed a bunch of young boys, young men, I should say, inappropriately, and he's dealing with that. He's been ostracized. That's his deal. That movie's excellent.
It's still amazing.
He's great in that movie. More importantly, though, the weird part about that movie is that she plays a little like a Lolita.
Yeah,
and we all like that movie for other reasons.
For that reason,
because she's always been gorgeous, and in 1999 she was like in her late teens, I believe. So she was legal, you know.
Yeah, she would have been right around 20 or so when she was making that movie.
Apparently, that character, guys our age are right in her wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and the thing about that is, when Kevin Spacey was playing that role, He really didn't want to have anything to do with her.
Well,
that didn't excite him at all.
Well, in the movie, it did.
He was Oakland Chris Klein on set the whole time.
No, Chris Klein wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't in that
movie. You're combining all kinds of movies.
American Pie, American Beauty, different movies.
It would have been real weird if Kevin Spacey was in American Pie.
Yeah, Kevin, oh, I could see him doing the Eugene Levy role.
Kevin Spacey was not in American American Pie.
The creepy dad who wants to bang all the girls in American Pie.
We're not going to bring up Kevin Spacey.
No.
I understand what you mean. I'm sure it's, you're not your brother's keeper,
No. We won Best Picture, and now it's like the legacy's looked at differently because of what that dude's got.
That kind of sucks for it. That's one of the reasons I wanted to tell her how much I love that movie. It ain't like I'm not watching it ever again because Kevin Spacey's a freak,
I would have been real surprised if you guys would have brought that up with her.
We watched Naked Guns. OJ makes me laugh in those movies, and he murdered people. What am I going to do?
I even finished up House of Cards on Netflix. Kevin Spacey's great in that.
He's always been an excellent actor, and he's always been ostracized.
And I think the last season of that was after his stuff had gone down, and they booted him from the show.
That's right. Yeah,
but Robin Wright is amazing in that show.
Yeah, he is too, and it sucks too because it's like when something like that happens, it's obviously whatever they've done to all those people is horrible, but it strips everybody else of getting to enjoy their talent too. It's just it's gone.
You're right. Oh, so they'll do anything freaky, any of you guys?
Yeah.
Then they're gonna go, a bunch of those shows that Nick was on that show for a while. Well, we don't talk about that.
Right? Who? Yeah.
He was really funny, but what he did in his private life was his business. I don't want to deal with that crap,
No.
All right. I mean, you can do normal stupid stuff because, yell at fat clothes in a Target. You're all pissed off at people that have to buy fat clothes.
Where are the regular clothes? Damn it!
Dr. Sanjay Gupta later on.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.